Many Massachusetts voters more than suspected it was coming. Word that Senator Elizabeth Warren will consider running for president in 2020. She finally said it this weekend that she'd take a hard look at running after the Senate election next month. Of the voters we sampled this weekend, some liked the idea. Others wondered whether she'd meet the same fate as Hillary Clinton. WBUR's Simone Rios caught up with voters at the Harvest Fair in Easton.
Among the hot cider and old-time string music, the presidential election probably wasn't the first thing on people's minds, nor was it the last thing on the mind of Ted Gill, an independent voter from Stoughton.
Oh, my God. I'm at a loss for words. I can't even believe she's contemplating it.
Why is that?
Just for a record. Because of a record, you know? The Indian thing. Some of the stuff she says is just so far off the wall, you know, to me anyways.
The Indian thing Gill refers to is the fact that Warren identifies as having Native American heritage, a point that's long been a basis for Republican attacks, most notably from President Trump. Ted Gill says floating a presidential run is a bad look for Warren, in part because she's still running to keep her Senate seat.
It makes me chuckle because I don't think she's going to get through the Senate race. I mean, from the people that I talk to. Like I told my wife, I didn't vote for Trump, I voted against Hillary Clinton, and I'll vote for Trump again, not for Trump, against Elizabeth Warren.
No way you'll vote for her.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no.
But Gill says it's not just about politics. He says he supported Senator Bernie Sanders for president, and Sanders aligns closely with the positions of Warren. Some say this type of voter could be a real problem for Warren should she run for president. In 2016, 62% of white men supported Trump. But they're not a monolithic group. Larry Henderson of Easton is also an independent. But he says he wants to see a President Warren.
I think she's got experience in the Senate. And if running for the president doesn't work out, it's very important that we still have somebody that cares about the issues that we all care about. And it's important to have her there. But I would rather see her run for president and get it. And that way she can say, well, I have experience, then have somebody just come out of nowhere and feel like, hey, I've never done this before, but let me try it.
The fact that Warren is talking about the idea of a presidential run in the midst of a Senate race comes as a surprise to some observers. Among them is Deborah Schilkraut, a political science professor at Tufts. She says it's clear Warren will have to overcome the challenge of her own demographic profile.
There's something to the idea that people aren't comfortable with an older, ambition-seeking, power-seeking woman running for office. That alone could hurt her no matter what her political views are.
On the other hand, Schilkraut says if there's a blue wave that washes over Congress in the midterm elections, that could work to Warren's favor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.